Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward, and today we're at the Arding and Hobbs building outside Clapham Junction station in South London. And we're here to talk about this impressive development and the technology within it. Welcome to The Integrated Home. So I am delighted to have Richard Reed from SCCI with me today. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before we begin, can you just give me a brief introduction into who you are and your role at the company?
I can do indeed. I apologise if I slur a bit. I've just had root canal, so was on coming out as intended. So I am the business development director at SCCI for audiovisual.
Mm-hmm.
That encompasses commercial, residential, hospitality. It's an exciting place to be. It really is. As a company, been trading for 32, 33 years, they have a vast array of clients, plus clients that we're picking up along the way. It's been a very, very interesting year. It really has.
And I think in your background, you cut your teeth really in residential. So this is a completely different type of building that we're sitting in today. Do you want to just describe what the building is?
So Arding and Hobbs was originally, it was a department store. It's well known in the area. Very, very popular. It's a local landmark. And the building was taken over by Debenhams, I think in the 1990s, which then, unfortunately, because Debenhams closed, it was just left. It was sold to, I believe, some developers who then taken it over. And they're using it now as for various different purposes. There's a restaurant downstairs. There's a gym here. And now on the third floor, which is where we are, we have offices.
And it's a really big co-working space for the local Clapham community.
It is. And as much as a co-working space, it's also a place for people to meet. There's a restaurant here, a bar. There are event spaces here. So it's become also what it was once before, which is a focal point in the community.
Now, the company that owns this building and that brought you in on this project is a company called X and Y. Do you want to just talk a little bit about them?
Yes. So X and Y are a co-working specialist, in effect. They have various buildings all over the UK, and they are niche in terms of how they operate. They are really, really special. They're very much based around community, around sustainability, very much with events in mind. So everything they do, everything they build, and everything they design has that in its ethos.
I would urge anybody to check them out online. It's xandwhy.com. They are a really interesting company, and they had a particular vision for this building, which I think from memory, from talking with them, feeds into this kind of heritage story of the building.
Very much so. It's an Art Deco building. It's circa 100 years old, and it is just stunning. I mean, when you're in the event spaces and you look at the leaded light glass in the ceiling, it's a reminder of a time gone by. All of the decorations in here are a reminder of that time. It's been very, very tastefully refurbished, very, very paying homage to its past, to its legacy.
And paying homage to that past is quite a difficult thing to do if you're bringing technology into it. So what was their vision for you when you got brought into the project?
Figure it out. No, it was, listen, the event, any event space, any club space has, by definition of what they are, they need to have a certain amount of technology in these areas. What we did with X and Y was work with them to try and hide this technology as much as possible. So it became seamless. Invisible is probably the wrong word, but it was very much in the background. It's not obvious what's there. And what we've ended up with is something amazing. Control 4, the whole system is run by Control 4. We have Elacoustic speakers here, which are, as you know, they're amazing speakers. They're an amazing brand. And all of that, again, complements the building. You know, the technology that's here, the legacy of this building, the quality of this building, all that it represents, I'd like to think has been backed up by the technology we put in here.
And it's been very tastefully done, I have to say. One of the things that strikes me, you just alluded to it there, is that kind of need for a modern, flexible functionality to everything that's been done. So do you want to just talk a little bit about how you've approached the different rooms?
Yes. Every room's got its own purpose. Look, if we step back a little bit, we've got meeting rooms here. So every meeting room has its own video. A conferencing facility has its own audio in there, which gives the room the purpose it needs. There, every event space has got speakers, it's got microphones, it's got DJ inputs, so that the rooms could be used for multi-purpose. They can bring in their own DJs. They can bring a band in here. I mean, there's no limit to what can be done.
And I think that's really interesting. You know, we often talk these days about the home being a multifunctional space, but this is something quite different. This is I don't want to call it a commercial space because it doesn't really feel like that, does
you know,
it?
Do you know how I would describe this? I could describe this as a community space. Mm. And it's I would actually look at it as an extension of your home.
Mm.
You know, people in the area that live nearby that want to work here. I mean, it's great. I mean, you know, it doesn't take long to get here. You know, it's very centrally located. You get into the building, you come upstairs, and it is like you're working from home. It's got very much that sort of like home from home feeling that you know, everyone here knows everyone. There's a real sense of that network is probably the wrong word. It is community. It really is community.
And what I like too is that kind of feel of the club space that it's got. You know, if you go anywhere, like if you go to a Soho house, you're very definitely within that kind of club environment. And they're replicating that here, certainly in that hospitality area they've got.
Very much so. Look, Soho House is its own thing, okay? And this is not trying to be that. What the Ardingen Hobbs building is Ardingen Hobbs. That's it. It's a unique building. And what X and Y have done is stay true to that.
Mm. And so let's just look at some of the technology that you've put in. I think the space that I was just describing, they actually call it the club room, don't they?
Do.
So
yeah.
So just describe what's in that club room. You mentioned L Acoustics. You've got speakers all around the wall.
L Acoustic speakers. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of subs in there. I mean, when you go to an event here, you can hear it.
You can crank it up, basically.
You can crank it
or
up.
Or you can have it quite quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You can tell a difference immediately when you start using that.
Mm.
You have the ability to bring a DJ in. DJ can come in with her decks and start playing music as loud as they want to.
So daytime, it can be a restaurant or a coffee space. Evening-wise, you can party.
Exactly. Let your hair down. It's brilliant.
Okay.
You've got the microphones. So if you're doing presentations, you've got wireless microphones. People can... it's quite a big space, so you have the ability to feed that in. So, and you all controlled via Control 4.
Fantastic. And next door to that, there's the big event space, which... is probably something that you're more comfortable with seeing in a workspace environment.
It is, but it's quite flexible, that space. I mean, there's a huge screen in there, projector. Again,
how big's that screen? Because I think didn't you have to carry it in or something?
It was more than just one person. That screen weighed 200 kilos. It's approximately 6 meters. It's a big screen.
Mm.
Triad speakers all around, triad subs all the way around. I mean, again, the room sounds amazing. And that room is multi-purpose. It can be used for presentations, for events, for weddings, for birthdays. It is that flexible.
And I've seen it also being advertised as a place for press launches or for business corporate launches. It's really quite interesting
it
what
is.
You can do.
And again, you're in beautiful surroundings.
Yeah.
And the room has been so tastefully decorated. It's more, slightly more modish, I would say, than compared to the club space,
mm-hmm.
but equally as effective.
Okay, and then there's a very, very tasteful, almost like a boardroom sort of environment, which I think is called the Silk Room. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. The Silk Room is, I suppose, a mini event space as much as anything else. Boardroom facility, again, all controlled by Control 4. Audio in the room, so you've got triad speakers in the room. There's a lounge area there. There's a static bar area there as well. So it holds 20 to 25 people. Again, it can be used... boardroom style, parties, events, small events. So yeah, it's a very, very flexible room.
And you've also got some sort of individual nooks and crannies if people want to do more sort of private spaces in some of these rooms, haven't you?
You have. I mean, within the club space, there are three nooks that have curtains that you can draw in front of them. So you want to have a private conversation, a private meeting while an event's going on, you have the ability to do it. You want to kick back and watch Apple TV, you can do that as well. Same in the event space.
It really is interesting. I mean, you know, we've gone through a whole transformation over these last 5 years where hybrid working has become a common thing. And I think co-working spaces have kind of evolved to be so much more than they were 6 or 7 years ago. And this is definitely it.
You know what? I'm just thinking. So a lot of residential audiovisual has been led by commercial because innovation in commercial naturally feeds into the residential market. But this is the other way around. Mm. We've taken a lot of the residential market and fed it into this particular project. Mm. So again, to make people feel at home.
And we shouldn't really forget about that co-working space. I mean, there's a huge area of people working at desks, you know, in the individual sort of spaces that they've got. So have you done much in that area as well? Or have you all been focused in that hospital?
No, there's audio through there. There's a really lovely podcast room as well.
Which we are sitting in
which
today.
Which we happen to be in today, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, and what made you choose Control 4 as the backbone for the smart tech in here?
I have worked with Control 4 probably 12, 13 years, maybe longer. They are a great company to partner with. They came to the table when asked if they would be part of this project. They were delighted to be part of it. They have seen the benefit of it. It's when you're working in a space like this, you want simplicity. You want something it's pretty much fire and forget. So this is what Control 4 gives, a space that runs, is simple. The control interface is very, very easy to use, very, very intuitive. Everyone here knows how to use it, and that's what you want.
Very good. All right. So one of the other things that struck me about it was you got lots of different people using the building at different times of day. I mean, we're not just talking about the employees, but you want the actual users of the building to be able to feel comfortable and in control of the technology. So presumably being intuitive and accessible for all users is again an important win that you needed to create.
Absolutely. Look, it's not fair to put any technical queries onto any team member here. You should be able to use it very simply. And yes, if there's a problem, obviously if it's deeper than not being able to turn something on, then obviously we're involved. But it's a very, very simple system that's been set up here that's very complex in the background.
And I'm really interested to understand your approach to delivering music into many of the spaces here, because sometimes, as you say, it's like party, but other times it's kind of like more sort of, I don't know, so not music-y. It's really nice quality sound that people are getting, but they can all plug into it if they want to. Is that right?
It is. So X and Y use a company called a Music Concierge, and they have a curated playlist that they download, and it plays throughout, not just here, but throughout all of their office spaces. And it's great. It's a really good mix of music. Okay, it's something to please everyone, nothing to offend anyone, which is exactly what you want. But you have the ability here, if someone is having an event, they can either hardwire or they can Bluetooth their music from their phone into the event space or the club lounge.
So it really is incredibly versatile. And you're right about the aesthetic as well. I mean, it does feel very true to the Arding and Hobbs heritage, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Not that I ever watched it, but you can almost walk back in here. It's like an episode of Bridgerton. You know, you've got the decor is very, very reminiscent of early, mid 1900s.
And I think that sense of community really comes across as well. I mean, how many users do they have here? Do you know what the club membership is like?
They were originally going for around 250, 300, and they were oversubscribed from day one.
Mm, yeah. So lots of things going on here. There's a whole sort of, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, and we are talking about it more and more, sense of well-being and people feeling comfortable in the space, which again, for me, the technology really helps people feel that way.
It does. Look, COVID, we talk about COVID all the time. Everyone does. And it's already come out for 6 years ago.
Mm.
But it's very, very reminiscent on, you know, very, very much in people's minds. People don't want to go back to that. You know, everyone was stuck at home, siloed. And what X and Y have managed to do with Arding and Hobbs and their other buildings is create a space where people can come in and feel part of something. Not siloed.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the detail of the project. How different for you was it as a contract to manage, or was it at all different from what you typically do?
It was different insofar as, again, going back to what we were talking about earlier, we had to pay respect to the building's heritage. And how do you do that with technology? Because look, what are we doing? Ultimately, we're selling black boxes. How do you make that? How do you turn that back? So it was just a case of being mindful what we were putting in, where we were putting it, how it would sound, how it would look. You know, does it fit in with this space? Is it going to work? And so, it was a case of like stopping, stepping back, looking at it, and then going back in.
And obviously, you're working with a much bigger team of people than you would be if you were just working directly with a client in a residential setting.
Absolutely. I mean, look, you've got the M&E contractors, you've got their contractors, you've got the design team, you've got the operations team. So, you know, there's a lot of different touch points.
Mm-hmm. So describe how that feels for an integrator who might be moving out of the residential space. I mean, the differences are quite considerable, aren't they?
They are. I mean, look, when you deal with it residential, you're dealing with someone's home. Therefore, you're dealing with someone's emotions. And you've got to pay respect to that because, you know, people are spending 50, 100, 150, 200,000 pounds on a project. That's a lot of money. You know, and the problem is you can't get immune to those numbers, but it is, you know, it's five times someone's the average salary in the UK. It's a lot of money. But the difference with the commercial market is that you're not dealing with someone's home. You're dealing with an office space. It's probably a little bit more clinical in its approach because it has to work. It has to, you know, every area has to return something. Whereas in a home, you live in a home. You know, it's either how do you want to live? And this is now how you want to work.
And presumably as well, the time frames, the sort of need to collaborate with other trades is that much more intense?
Oh, vastly so. I mean, we can work on a project for a year or so, which is not uncommon, but you've got a short burn at the end. And, you know, you might have a month, 6 weeks, and it's all done. Whereas with a residential project, you're in, you're out, depending on how long it takes. You know, a house bill can take 2-3 years.
And really interesting. And as well, I would suggest that just kind of probably makes it a bit more complicated as well, that you've got so many people involved, so many voices, and actually managing that process of what you do within that context is probably a bit more tricky.
It is. But as long as you are mindful and respectful to others and know what you're doing and know where you sit in the cycle, you're okay. You know, there's a slight arrogance in the AV industry with some people that it's like, well, we're doing it my way because I know what I'm doing. It's not always the case. Mm. It's not always the case. So you just have to be, treat it with a little bit of humility is what I'm saying.
And when did the conversation start on this project with X and Y, and how long has it taken to go from those start points to where you are now?
It was a good year. It was a good year. And, you know, listen, delays happen on site. There was a few delays here, nothing major, and there was a changes to scope, there was changes to what we were doing, things go in, things come out. So it was probably about a year or so, I would say.
And what's been the feedback from X and Y on what you've done?
Really positive. Everyone loves it. It does what it says on the tin. Look, I can't say to you we haven't had challenges here, because we do. You know, every project you work on, there's challenges, but you know we've overcome all of them. And our client has is exactly what they required.
And in my mind, when they want such levels of versatility, that's really hard to satisfy a client, that the room or the space has got to be everything that you've promised it to be whenever they want it to be. I mean, that's tough to deliver.
It is, but, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here to do. You know, our goal is not to meet our clients' expectations, but to exceed them.
So what would you say has been your biggest learning points working on this job?
Don't try and move a 200 kilo projector.
Not single-handed, anyway.
Don't manual handle it.
Yeah, or work out more at the gym if you do.
Exactly.
Excellent. And this type of co-working space that brings a bit of a club feel into it and multifunctionality, it is becoming a bit of a thing, isn't it?
100%, because what you're doing, again, you're bringing, when you bring people together, what do people want to do? They socialize. What better place to socialize when you've got access to a restaurant, a bar, music? They're the three ingredients you need to entertain. And this is what X and Y do. This is what they do so well all the time, highlighted here.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's been a fabulous place. I urge anyone who's interested in this type of project to take a look at the X and Y website, have a look. There's some great stuff on the online that gives you some real insights, and there'll probably be some video content coming out about this place very soon, I'd imagine.
I'm sure there will be.
Excellent, excellent. Well, look, thanks, Richard, for sharing the Arden and Hobbs story with me today.
My pleasure.
You can find out more about the Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. We are brought to you with the support of Integrated Systems Europe, and we support Together for Cinema. We are a Wildwood Plus production. Thank you.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.